Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Gabe Neitzel, I can sense the growing frustration.
I got a lot of questions for you guys. That's all I have. I just have some questions I need to like get off my chest.
What questions?
About you and your cohort, who I am cousin subbing for today. Cousin subs. We believe in better. You guys?
Right. I'm an open book, baby.
Like, what's going on with you guys? Seems like you guys are falling apart a little bit. Like, you have a big weekend. Wisconsin's in town for the NCAA tournament. You go out for a couple of drinks, and you just... Like, have you guys lost your fastball?
Oh, no. No, no.
It seems...
Greg's one-year-old daughter last week came down and was sick. I think I worked from home one day last week because she was sick. My wonderful wife got sick. I came into the weekend kind of knowing I had the head cold. Now, the big weekend certainly didn't help, but pat on the back to me for just... You want to talk about breaking out that fastball? Man, I went Randy Johnson, four straight night fastball through the weekend. I rolled in here on Monday morning at 7:45. You, Gabe, or you, Jen, Chewy, the Wisconsin Morning News crew in MK in the morning were the only people in the damn parking lot at that point. Led our morning meeting, and then afterwards was pulled aside by a few teammates like, hey, you sound pretty bad. You shouldn't get everybody sick. You might want to go work from home. So I worked from home that whole day. Obviously, you filled in for me on the show because my voice was pretty poor. I will say the screaming with the cold probably didn't help with that. I would actually argue that the culture that you're trying to build here, Gabe, led me to come back even earlier on Tuesday. And then what happens? But Ben Brust ends up getting sick basically with the same sniffles that I had. It certainly doesn't help when you go out and party, but by no means is the fastball up. Because guess what? Last night, it was a multiple martini night again. I've got another big dinner tonight. So we'll have another big night tonight. So I'm not worried about it that way. But I've noticed that there's a lot of sick people in our office this week. And you're saying, hey, if you're sick, come on in anyway.
No, I'm just saying that, I mean, you getting sick is part of losing the fastball. Because what does going out and partying for 4 days do? Lowers that immune system. You drink that much alcohol, it brings the immune system down. And back, I'm just saying, back in the day, you could power through. You're gone. Benny's gone. I was in Vegas for 4 days. You don't think I was drinking in Vegas for 4 days? I came back.
No, I don't think so.
I did.
You're just playing Baccarat completely sober.
I come back. I do Marquette pregame halftime. I come back. I do a show with you that night.
I know.
And I've been on the air ever since.
Gabe, so I don't mean to sound like the sage wise man here because you are older and you are much wiser than I. But it has nothing to do with the drinking. I went how many years without ever having effect? It's the kid. I've been sick in a decade until I had the kid in the daycare. And even when I'm not out partying, I missed more days in the last year from being sick than I had from the previous 10 before that.
I mean,
like, I have a germ infestation in my house on a daily basis. And she's...
You've also gotten just older in the past year, in case you haven't noticed.
I mean, Joshy, nobody gets sick more than you, bud. And I guess you're 30, what are you, 33 or you're older? Mm-hmm. So maybe I am heading into those years.
Yeah.
But Gabe's even older than us. So I don't think it all has to do with age. I'm not an excuse maker. I'm not somebody who would say, hey, with age, I become more susceptible to this, because then that just becomes reality to you. For me, it's just kid germs, and I feel pretty good about my performance over the last week.
How do we feel about him blaming the kid? Like, is that, he just said he
it's
doesn't.
Reality.
Yeah, because he just said he doesn't make excuses.
It's not
yet
an excuse.
It just seems like he just threw his lovely one-year-old daughter right under the bus.
It is a fact. 800-990-3776. From the parents out there, the first year your kid is in daycare, how much more do you get sick than you did prior to that? Because I was a denier of it. I remember we had a boss who was famous for never missing a day, and in the first year he had his kid at daycare, he got like pink eye and hand foot mouth disease and like stomach bugs. And as much as I would like to own this as far as just getting older, that ain't the case. I just give it a couple of years. Kid gets out of daycare, they'll be in school, it'll probably be the same.
It just seems like to me, Josh, that he's in a little bit of denial. Like, he's just in a little bit of denial. Yes, the kid factors in.
Gabe, I wouldn't have made it out this weekend. I wouldn't have worked all week this week. I even missed a day.
That's not true.
I missed the show, but I worked the entirety of that day. I had a great day on Monday. Thank you, Josh. But the voice, the throat, it wasn't there for me.
In the past year since you have had a child, what's happened more? You getting sick from the child, or you using the child as an excuse to get out of things you don't want to do?
Me getting sick from the child, because I am the worst person outside of Gabe Neitzel saying no to things. Even if I could use my kid as an excuse, like, I am the worst at saying no, and so I could use her as an excuse. It just doesn't happen, because much like Gabe, we have that bug that is just like, somebody invited me to this.
Well, that's how we ended up doing a show after Davante Adams was traded last Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. You don't think that I could have said, hey, sorry, guys, I got to be home with the kid tonight?
That was a great shot to use it.
Yeah, it was. Oh, absolutely. Hey, I've been at work all day. I want to see my kid before she goes to bed. Yeah, that would have been a great time to use it. But yeah, I don't see Scalzo being one to play that card often of, hey, I got to hang out with the kid today.
No. 800-990-3776. Adam in Madison. Welcome to Scalzo and Bruss via the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank.
Hey there. I got to agree with Greg on this one. I worked at a preschool for 5.5 years. And every single weekend for about the first year of working there, about 2 o'clock on a Friday, I would get sick. And my whole weekend would be screwed up until Monday I'd start feeling better. And it happened for the first year of working at the preschool. And now I haven't worked there in probably about 10, 12 years. I get sick at most once a year. I had to get used to it. So I agree with Greg. That first year, it's bad.
All right, thank you for the call, Adam.
So I've got a personal text here for someone who wants to remain anonymous, because they don't want to publicly support you on this, but they do want to say that those kids are nasty little vectors.
Thank you, Jen Latta. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Was that right?
And you're not right. That is incorrect.
It could have been close, right? I mean, it could have been close.
Who would use the word vector?
Not Chewy, I know that. Peter from the Fitch chimes in, says, Greg, man, you will always be sick from now until your youngest starts middle school. Hilsey says, pat on the back to Greg for infecting all of Fiserv. Friday, Sunday.
Oh, you were
Sunday,
at the game last night?
No, I was at the game Friday, Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But that, you know, that's where Ben blames me now for getting him sick on Sunday.
We were just talking to one of the teammates around the office who also had a voice issue. Greg, you've been negligent.
Maybe I have been, but you know what? No one's going to say that I am not coming in and doing my work. I will get all of you sick.
Hey, I respect it. I respect it. As somebody who wants to, like, always be here, even when I don't want to be here, yes, I can respect that.
Let's go to Jim from Westport. Jim, welcome to the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Live. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. What do you got?
You are 100% on point. You will be sick, and you'll catch the weirdest things over the next 5 or 6 years. My wife got hand and mouth, something or other, it hit off our daughter. It was these sores in her mouth. She couldn't eat for 2 weeks.
Oh!
It's the worst. The flus, the coughs, the colds, the pink eye. Oh, it's, they don't tell you before you have a kid that you're going to be sick for the first 7 to 10 years of their life.
I mean, this is...
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Jim, for Westport.
So I have a wedding coming up in June, and it's really... I'm not rethinking the wedding, but maybe we don't have the kid. Like, sure. Maybe
this is the best commercial. By the way, like, it's worth it. It is worth it. She's a year old. It's worth it.
We're 11 minutes in, and now he just feels like he's got to throw the disclaimer on the end. Oh, by the way, hand, foot, and mouth disease, worth it. Not eating for two weeks? His wife couldn't eat for 2 weeks?
That's a nasty one. Hand and mouth disease is tough. Jared from Waterloo says daycare bug is absolutely a real thing. 262 says those snot rocketing booger monsters bring home all the sick all the time.
Wow. Wow.
414 says, yes, Greg is correct. It, like, doesn't stop at the first year. Just wait until they're school age. We get sick from our kids all the time. Tim on the Rock says, pink eye like 10 times. Not all from daycare. No, he didn't actually say that.
So, Josh, I feel like we can't say some of these things because we're not parents.
Mm-hmm.
But once you have a kid, like, are you calling someone a booger machine? Like, is that... Like, I can't, like, I cannot call some random kid a booger machine. People will come after me. But if I'm a parent, it seems that I'm allowed to do that. It's one of those situations where, you know, you can make fun of your kid, but somebody else does, and you're going to string them.
Right. It's like what happens with Ben Brust. I don't like when other people make fun of Ben Brust.
But you're
going to
defend
Greg and
him.
I.
Yeah.
Well, it's also like that's what you want. That's ultimately what you want people to do. Like, if I came here just telling you how awesome my daughter was all the time, it wouldn't be that interesting. Like, that's it. You know, it's the reality of the situation. Like, she's constantly is snot plastered on her face. Like, I have to try to, like, scratch it off, you know, the whole winter for 6 months. Just snot everywhere, all the time.
This is the best form of birth control.
Yep.
That could. 13 minutes we now are on of strict birth control. That's all this first segment's been.
That's exactly what it's been.
Chef Ed says, kids are the biggest carriers of germs. Ben, thanks for playing through Monday. The official chef of Scalzo and Brust. Yeah. Antita Hopeboy, however, says, I was never sick and neither with my kids. Shout out to breast milk and a stay-at-home mom. And he had 5 kids.
Ooh,
Antita Hopeboy. Yeah, no, daycare is that's where it all goes down. 100%. But it built a strong immune system for them. Just
at the expense of you.
At the expense of
me. Can we?
Be nice to your parents, everybody.
Can we flip the daycare game on its head? Is there a possibility in here where kids don't come home as sick? Is there some sort of invention we can get here? I'm just trying to make a buck.
I don't know, because, like, again, my daughter's the best. I love her. Totally worth it. But if there's anything on the ground, she will pick it up and put it into her mouth.
Well, yeah, so...
Like, it's not like she's washing her hands after she touches another kid, like...
So, for those who, my living situation, I live in a duplex. Me and my fiance live downstairs. Our best friends are our landlords. They live upstairs. They have a 3- and a 1-year-old. And their 3-year-old just always has this energy. And they went to Indiana to go visit his brother. Driving back from Indiana on Sunday, the kid puked in the car. 3-year-old puked in the car. They had no idea she was sick until she puked in the car. Yeah. Because, I mean, kids just want to power through and do whatever, you know, they do, play with their toys, whatever. So they had no idea until they had to, like, clean that up. So that's the other thing. Like, you could be taking your kid to daycare having no idea that they're sick because they're just powering through because they know nothing else.
Especially when they're as young as she is and she can't talk.
Can't communicate?
She can't talk. So you're like, oh, why isn't she eating? Oh, maybe she's not hungry. Maybe she's sick. Who knows? But we figure it out.
Speaking of first words, can we get a little first word pool going on for your daughter?
All right, so here's the thing, and I'm sure I'm going to get yelled at by parents here.
Uh-oh.
I don't think there's a real, like, first word or, like, first step thing. Because the first word, I hate to break it to you guys, like, does she say dad? And, like, could I say, yeah, our first word's dad? Yes, but she doesn't know that I'm dad and saying it because I'm her dad.
Sure.
So, like,
wait.
So, like, when you hear somebody say my first word was dad or ball, it's really just like da, ba.
And it's like the parent kind of like
she's mimicking exactly like what I say. Like our dog's name is Cash. So when she sees the dog now, she goes, shh, because she's trying to say Cash. Is her first word Cash? No, it's not a real word. Like at what point does it become a first word? Same with the step. Has she taken a step? Yes, but she hasn't like totally gotten up and taken her first step. And by the way, if your kid goes to daycare, it's highly likely that their first step happened at daycare and you just missed it because like, you know, they're not going to tell you. So I'm starting to learn that a lot of this stuff is a little bit more.
So Greg just spent 16 minutes rallying all the parents to his cause only to just take them all out at the end.
I don't know if I'm taking them all out. I think it's something.
You're taking out some. You admit you're at least taking out some. It might not be all, but you're definitely taking out some.
I think that you can make the first word whatever you want it to be, and I think you can make the first step whenever and with whomever you want it to be, yes.
I feel like you're taking out some people here.
I'm just speaking the truth. That's how this started, and I will continue to do it, right? You guys came after me for having too many Bud Lights over the weekend, and I said, look, no, it was the daycare, and now maybe people disagree with my first step, first word approach, but I think
I hope everyone starts turning on you.
I mean, wouldn't that be the show? Isn't that the show? That's the entirety of the show. Speaking of Bud Light, you can win 25 grand during Bud Light's $25,000 bank shot contest. All you got to do is scan the QR code to enter the next time you head in to any of the locations I'm about to read. In Milwaukee, look for the QR code to enter a discount liquor, Muskego Beer and Liquor, Paul's on 27th, La Luna Liquor, or Timers. In Madison, stop by Total Wine, Neil's Metro Market, Harley's Liquor, and Bill's Food Center. Find the official rules at ESPNWisconsinContest.com, but go to any of those locations. Next time you're going to pick up Bud Light, next time you're going to pick up Bud Light Seltzers, but whatever you're going to pick up, stop by those locations. You scan the QR code. It's like a virtual scratch-off. You have a chance to win on that scratch-off $25,000. Now, even if you don't win the 25 grand, you are automatically eligible to win $5,000. We'll be giving away $5,000 regardless, with a chance to be giving away $25,000. Got to be 21 to play. Bud Light's $25,000 bank shot presented by Bud Light. Enjoy that light, clean, crisp, refreshing taste responsibly. 800-990-3776. Parents, tell me that I'm right. Tell me that I'm wrong. Plus, Tyreek Hill gets traded today, gets paid more than Devontae, had a bigger return than Devontae, and Devontae Adams spoke. So we got a whole lot of wide receiver talk coming up on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
Have you ever been in a bookstore?
I mean, I think I've been to Barnes & Noble to pick out a book for like somebody for Christmas. What, Josh?
You ever been in a bookstore? ever at all?
Yes. Could you rent stuff from like a Barnes & Noble?
I don't think so.
Yeah, then I'm not thinking of the same spot. That's probably the library.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Says, if that last segment didn't lock up a Trojan partnership, I don't know what does. As I am talking about being the father of a one-year-old, you get sick all the time. And we had the Scalzo and Bruss family show up for me and back me up on the fact that, yes, you get sick all the time. You get weird sicknesses, too. And both of you guys looked a little scared.
Yeah, no, definitely scared. It's making me, like, the person that what put it over the top was the fan who called in and said that his wife had sores on the inside of her mouth from the kid, couldn't eat food for 2 weeks. It sounds terrible. Sounds awful.
Yeah.
608 says, I had a kid sneeze on me in the waiting room at the clinic when I was at an appointment. I had a runny nose and fever in 20 minutes. That's quick, right?
I don't know if that's how that works.
I don't know. Those germs are moving fast, Josh.
I also made the assertion that your kid's first words and first steps aren't really, like, you can kind of make it what you want it to be. 608 chimes and says, just like winning your first argument against your wife, you hear what you want to hear. Dan and Tosa said, ask Greg if his child is going to be walking a 1-month-old like every other's parent's child is. Ha ha. Because, yeah, I could stand my kid up right now. She could take a few steps and then just flop over. That's not walking.
No, but it's count the first step.
Is it?
That's a first step. Like,
I'm not asking her to run a marathon.
Exactly.
No, but it's not like, is your kid walking? No, but their first step occurred?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, then what is a first step, really?
Why are you overthinking? No, it's not. It's when do they take their first step? They're standing, they take one step forward. Boom, first step. It doesn't seem... Why are you overcomplicating this?
Your child went from unable to hold her own head up to then standing and taking a step. That is
monumental. Oh, yeah, she's had a lot of steps now. She's a mammoth. I got a nice picture of her at daycare today pushing a kid out of the way to use a toy. And I was like, that's my kid. That's my kid. Get it. Assert your dominance.
And you think she doesn't know what she's saying when she tries to say cash, but she's already taken on your number one skill.
Bullying?
Yes.
Jake, she's not a bully. She just knows how to assert her dominance. She's assertive. Thank you. Jake from Iguanago says, one of my kids puked in my mouth. The other pooped on me.
Oh.
I can deal with the poop, can't deal with the puke. And I have to deal with both.
I can deal with both. I think that whenever I have a kid, I will be able to deal with both. I can't deal with either in my mouth.
Well, that's fair. I'm with you on that. I've not had that experience quite yet. I have had the puke on, like the, you know, that whole deal, but you get over it. Let's move on. We're getting too gross here. I know a lot of times you guys do the bathroom talk in the mornings. Of course, Gabe and Chewy mornings, 7 to 9, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Check them out wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find them there. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But there's like wide receiver news today, and I wonder how Packers fans are feeling with Tyreek Hill, the speedster from Kansas City, being traded to the Miami Dolphins. I am interested to find out exactly what occurred in Kansas City, because I think that was even more surprising than the Devontae Adams trade. Maybe I just haven't been paying attention to the Chiefs enough to realize that this has been bubbling up underneath the surface. But he gets traded for a bevy of picks, including a first and a second in the 2022 draft, which was the return for Devontae Adams, but also 3 additional picks sent to Miami in exchange for Tyreek Hill, who now goes on to earn more money than Devontae Adams. And I'm wondering how Packers fans feel after watching that come to fruition today with Tyreek Hill getting traded to Miami. Now, I don't think any Packers fans, right? I didn't see this a whole lot. I'm sure there are some out there. I had no desire to go out and get Tyreek Hill when I saw that he was on the trading block today after losing Devontae Adams.
Excuse me? So the word comes out that one of the best receivers is available.
Yeah.
The Packers' current best wide receiver
is gone.
Is gone. Yep. Their current best wide receiver is Randall Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless we're including Alan Lazard.
Yep.
But Alan Lazard's career high in yardage happened last year at 531.
531. Shout out Alan Lazard.
So
good year.
You hear that Tyreek Hill is available, and you're like, nah.
Exactly.
How?
Because they just got rid of a better version of that. Like, to trade Davante Adams out for Tyreek Hill is a step back. If you're telling me they're going with a new strategy and they're saying we don't believe in committing this element, this amount of money, this many resources at the wide receiver position, I could live with that. Now we have to go and figure out how they spend it, how they use it, what they do to bring in pass catchers. But at least they're going out and saying, hey, we got rid of Devontae because we think there's a better way to build a championship team. And because he didn't want to be here.
Do you think that's what happened?
That's not what happened. He said he didn't want to be here. The Packers were unwilling to give him what he wanted.
Okay, but they could have made him be here. You could have kept him on the franchise tag. He was not going to miss the year. Can we agree on that? He wasn't passing on $20 million. He was not being Le'Veon Bell. There's been one player in the history of the franchise tag who sat out a year, and it backfired tremendously on him.
Did it, though?
Yes.
I mean, in terms of production.
But Le'Veon Bell got paid after he left. But not really, because he didn't have the guarantees necessary. Like, you look at what he got paid in New York Jets, it wasn't that much more if he played out that franchise tag, and then he got, you know what I mean?
But it wasn't worth the risk for the Packers. Like, the Packers have a three-year window, and even if you think there's a remote possibility, you just can't make that gamble, so I understand why they ended up having to trade it.
My point is to ultimately give up one guy because you didn't believe in either holding his feet to the fire. I do think there was a part of it with the Packers. Look, if they believed they wanted to put those sort of resources towards wide receiver, they would have brought him back on an extension a while ago. They don't. So if you're going to believe that about Devontae, I don't want you to then go out and pay Tyreek Hill even more money, who doesn't have that rapport with Aaron Rodgers, who is a different type of a wide receiver than Davante Adams, not a possession guy. He's a big play guy, and try to make it work that way. Your offense is still worse with Tyreek as opposed to Devontae.
Yeah, but
and now all the resources you got back.
You're doing the thing where like, oh yeah, he's worse. So why did you get? No, Devontae's gone. Like, he's gone. I don't care why he's gone. I just need to improve that position. And you know who would have improved that position?
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill. Like, Devontae is gone. He's long gone. Like, he ain't coming back. So if I could have taken some of those picks and then packaged them for a player as good as Tyreek Hill, you're damn right I would have done that. I don't care that Devontae's better. Because all of a sudden you
basically just hand up. We screwed up this whole Davante Adams thing. Now, you know, I don't think one, the Packers are willing to admit that at this point. Two, I don't believe they necessarily think that they did screw this up. Again, if you knew you could not bring back Davante Adams, you trade him before free agency begins. This wasn't a clean cut. Devontae wanted to leave. There's no way he's going to play with us next year. So therefore,
They screwed that up. Did you read the Peter King Football Morning in America piece?
I did.
So, like, a week before free agency began is when they took the first call from the Raiders. Like, once you decide to actually put a price on it of, yeah, we need your first and your second, and the Raiders are mulling it over. Like, once you've put that price out there, like, you know you're willing to accept that deal, so you got to start pushing for that deal so it happens before free agency opens so you can go out there and sign an Allen Robinson. Like, they knew, they were aware that trading Davante Adams was a real possibility, and that was probably the likely outcome of everything that was happening. So they 100% screwed this up.
See, that's where I guess I disagree, because in the end, there's going to be a million ways that you can cut this. Now, do I think they screwed up the timing of it? Yes, I'll agree with you on that. I think this is a lose-lose trade. I think we're going to look back and say this is a bad contract given to Devontae for a team that's not even the top five in the AFC with him in the Las Vegas Raiders. They did it. They got a splash. Great. New coach. Vegas. Great. Awesome. In terms of winning a championship or being relevant, it's not going to help them enough where you pay a wide receiver $30 million and you blow out an entire draft. The Packers, meanwhile, yes, they took a step back in their three-year window. Do I think that this was the ideal situation for the Packers? No. We sat here that night and asked, what the hell are they doing? I think they messed up the timing on all of this, but I don't think this is necessarily no matter what done. I do believe that it's not a fruitful way to build a championship team by paying a wide receiver who is going to be in their 30s $30 million a year, as Miami's going to be doing with Tyreek Hill and as Vegas is going to be doing with Davante Adams. Like, Tyreek Hill's 28. He's not a spring chicken, and he's a guy who is purely built on speed. And at some point, that speed is going to diminish. You do not want to be holding the bag when that speed ultimately does diminish. I have not gotten a full read on what the guarantees are in the years, and maybe it's really a two-year contract for $60 million and not a four-year for $120. But Yeah, I no, I don't want any part
of Tyreek
Hill.
Does the holding the bag thing kind of change when it's you have 3 years with Aaron Rodgers? You're already holding the Aaron Rodgers bag. So what does it matter what happens?
Believe me, that's why I would bring back Davante Adams.
Right, and Matt LaFleur said they did a study and they think wide receivers of that level don't decline within this time frame that you would be resigning a Davante Adams or a Tyreek Hill.
But even if Davante starts to diminish, I think it's going to be year four, year five. I don't care about year four, year five. I care about the next 3 years.
Of course. I mean, dude, I mean, there's going to be, you'd expect some, it's impossible to know one, but it becomes increasingly riskier, right? Like Julio Jones has diminished significantly
100%.
During this portion of his career. AJ Gray during this portion of his career diminished significantly.
Larry Fitzgerald did not.
So there is still ultimately a risk. I guess my overall point remains that if you aren't willing to do it with Davante, and I get it that Davante wanted out, but he didn't have a choice, then why the hell are you doing it with Tyreek Hill? Why you would have to give up more and pay him more than what they got back from Davante and what they would have had to pay Davante in that spot? And I get it. You're saying that was a sunk cost. That was a sunk cost.
Correct. Davante is gone. It's a sunk cost. I don't give a rip. Like, I'm not going to chase anything after that. So what you tell me, you think the Packers in 22, 23, 24, the next 3 years,
yes,
are they better with two rookie wide receivers if they draft them at 22 and 28? Or are they better with Tyreek Hill the next 3 years?
I mean, look, that you're talking about that in a vacuum because those wide receivers aren't going to be making $30 million a year, which enables you to go out and add to the offensive line, to the defensive line, to bring back a cornerback, to bring back a tight end, to ultimately, now I get it. I'm a cap as a suggestion guy. You could figure all of this out without it, but it should give them more powder to be able to go and build the team they believe they need to build with that. I just don't think Tyreek Hill in Green Bay is close to what Davante Adams was. So I would rather go out and find alternatives. Solutions, and it's going to be worse in 22.
But
can it be better in 23?
But it's probably
I've given up on 2022.
Yes, yeah, so, okay, so
you just shipped the year.
Huh?
You've shipped the year?
No, yeah. I'm still on delay, but I'm giving up on it right now.
Because if Tyreek Hill isn't enough to do it, who other than Davante Adams is?
I would rather see them spend that capital in a different position.
Wait. So he said he's punting on 22. Mm-hmm. So he's no longer driving the train?
No, the train is still there.
No,
it's still under maintenance.
He said it's off the tracks. It's off. It's done.
It's not off the tracks. Shut it down
for the year.
It is on the tracks. It is currently on delay, undergoing maintenance.
That's inefficient.
We will contact you when we have a further update. But right now, yes, as it stands, bringing Tyreek Hill in and like that's it? Does it really elevate them that much? I don't think it does. I think he's a very good player.
Yes, it does. I think it does.
It's hard to argue they don't markedly improve with a perennial Pro Bowler.
I mean, could they afford him with what they've done with Bubby Tonyan, with some of the other moves they've made recently?
Yeah, Devontae's cap hit for this upcoming year
is less than what it would have been on the franchise tag.
It was below $10 million. Like, so again, the cap being a suggestion, you could have figured out a way to have that cap hit for Tyreek be $7, $8 million this year. You could have done it.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I stand by it. It's not going to work. It's not going to work out well.
How do I Captain Phillips this train that he's supposedly driving?
I believe me, nobody's been driving him for 3 years like I have been.
Our train went from a consistent thing that fell short to being conducted by a drunkard, somebody who just is paying no attention.
It is my train, damn it!
No,
you're
no,
a drunkard.
Look at me.
Yes. No, you're not. You're not the captain. I am the captain. It is the Scalzo and Tausche Super Bowl 57 train.
We're
not taking
anymore.
Arizona.
I have hijacked
I will make you aware of the updates. And yes, no, I think that it would have been a bad move to go out and trade what they would have had to trade for Mr. Tyreek Hill and pay him what he had to pay paid. You're overpaying, and it's never a good idea to do that. That is a desperation move. And you know what? The train.
Packers need to be desperate at that position.
They don't. No one ever needs to be desperate. It's never as good as it looks. It's never as bad as it looks. It's not as bad as it looks for the Packers right now as you're making it out to be.
I mean, it's bad. The wide receiver position right now for the Green Bay Packers,
it's the worst in the league.
Yes.
Gabe Neitzel would hijack the train, get it started while the brakes are broken, and because he's desperate to get it going, and the thing would never be back in existence. I'm trying to keep this thing safe. I'm trying to keep the Scalzo and Brust family safe. Mutiny is all around us right now. 800-990-3776. We'll keep it going. Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Does Ben use a wrench to hang pictures? No, but he's never used a wrench. That's the honest to God truth.
Never.
That's how we've come to realize Ben has never used a wrench, is that he went right to, I haven't hung pictures on my wall.
I mean, lefty loosey, righty tighty. I know that.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Chimes in, 800-990-3776, the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line, First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, says Greg is right on Tyreek, just like he was on children being petri dishes of germs. Thank you, Nick and Madison. Greg was right.
I need to spend more time looking at the text line. Because I've noticed a few times when I've gone back and checked the text line, Greg has an incredible knack to reading only Greg positive text
just
messages.
Just really selective about what he chooses.
That's not true. Ben from, I mean, look, yesterday on Monday when I...
when you weren't here?
Tuesday. Tuesday in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, I read all of the critical text messages that were coming
geez.
In. Pat on the back to me. I own that one. I owned it. It takes a big man to show the contrition that I took. Humble man. Ben from Madison says, these big-time receivers have never made Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers made all these receivers.
Ugh.
Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, multiple tight ends, I don't know about that, and more have stunk after leaving Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers will find a way to make it work with numerous wide receivers you've never heard of. There'll be big names within 2 years.
That's the problem. Here's the problem, though. Like, when you've
big
decided...
Big money should never go to a wide receiver. It's a death trap. Spend it on O in D-line. That's Ben from Madison.
Here's the problem.
Shut up, Ben.
Shut up, Josh.
Shut up, Greg.
Shut up, Josh.
These guys being really good in 2 to 3 years. Like, that's the window, man. Like, that's it. The window you have with Aaron Rodgers is the next 3 years. Once you decided that you were good with Aaron Rodgers coming back and you gave him the contract that you gave him and there's so much dead money at the end of the deal and you're like, I don't care, we're all in. And now your wide receiver room looks like this. You've shrunk the window. The window went from three, right now, the window has gone from 3 years to 2 years. And I want to make myself perfectly clear. I'm not saying the Packers are going to stink in 2022. I'm just saying that their ceiling is the divisional round. That's what it is.
And you want to conduct the train?
Just because I'm honest, Greg. But that with how, are they going to a Super Bowl with Alan Lazard?
We need to see how the offseason plays out. We need to see. I will start panicking after draft day.
No, here's
not
the
because
problem.
Of who they can draft, but because of trades that occur on and around draft day. There's still a lot out there hanging in the balance.
Is there?
There isn't.
Who's out there?
We can't even get Jameson Crowder anymore.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want a Jameson.
That was your guy a week ago.
He literally might have been the best one out there.
Who did we talk about? We talked about Will Fuller and Jameson Crowder.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. But other positions, I mean, again, like, where are you going to win? Your strength isn't going to be with pass catchers. So where is it going to be?
But here's the problem. It's a passing league. If your strength isn't with your pass catchers, how the bleep are you going to win a Super Bowl?
Well, you got a great quarterback. Who can he throw to? Who can you build? Like, and again, I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. You're treating me like I'm Goot. I don't know. I am saying in a vacuum, I don't like the idea of the Packers losing out on Devontae and then giving up more and paying more to get Tyreek Hill. And also, do you think Tyreek Hill signs a 4-year deal in Green Bay?
Why not? He signed one in Miami.
It's Miami.
Yeah, but I guess, so it's about location. It's not about football.
I think that's what it was about for Devontae. That seemed to be a big part of his decision-making process.
It was
process.
Money with all of them.
That's true.
Why are we pretending?
Yeah,
it's all money.
Money. It's always money.
Green Bay was going to pay Devontae.
Oh, well, okay.
After.
Okay, yes. No, okay.
Green Bay was going to pay Devontae Adams.
Incorrect. They, after agreeing to trade him, said, oh, we were willing to give him that money. No, if they were actually willing to give him $141 million over 5 years, guess when they would have offered that contract, Gregory?
Earlier in the offseason.
June or July of last year.
But they clearly didn't. I get it, right? This is one of those things where you can play the results. Last year, and the same thing happened with the Jordan Love. Now everyone's like, that's the worst pick of all time. They didn't realize that Aaron Rodgers was on the verge of two of his best seasons and was going to go back-to-back MVP.
Yeah, no, but you're gonna pretend that everybody didn't think it was a bad pick when it happened?
Well, a lot of people thought it was a bad pick when it happened, but I don't think to me, it wasn't a bad pick when it happened. You always have to be prepared at quarterback. And in that 19th season, a lot of people didn't believe in him. A lot of people didn't believe in the Packers offensively. They weren't that good. My point is that if Rodgers was gone after this year, right? If he's gone after this year, they wanted to blow it up. Like, they didn't want Devontae. They didn't want Devontae without Aaron.
Sure.
They wanted those guys to be tied there. So I get why, until you know what happens with Aaron, you don't necessarily do a long-term deal with Devontae. Now, do I think you do it and you get creative and you always want to buy now so that it's going to get more expensive? Yes. And you could trade them and get assets back in the future? Yes. My point is, I think the time they could have signed him was after they got the Rodgers deal done. And I want to know what the timing was, because as soon as you get Rodgers done, I would have gone and turned around and signed Devontae for whatever he wanted, 140 for 5 years. And I do wonder if they went ahead and waited too long because they were waiting for Rodgers, and that offended Devontae because he wanted to be paid like that man without it.
The timeline seems to be.
Well, that's the thing. We're all saying seems. Like, we don't know.
Well, no, but just based on what we know. Here's the information we know. I'll just lay it out there real quick. Rodgers commits,
yep,
per McAfee, the Tuesday that you can throw the franchise tag on someone. The Packers throw the franchise tag on Devontae Adams. It was the last day that the window,
yes,
was open. Excuse me. So he commits that Tuesday. Last day you can throw the franchise tag on someone is later that day. Packers decide to do that. That Wednesday, the very next day, is when the Raiders called about Devontae Adams, and the Packers put a price on it. So the Packers were very willing to trade him right after all this.
But we don't know if they offered him a contract and he said, no, I want to be traded. Like, that's what we don't know. If they're saying, and again, we can believe all different reporting, but there's been multiple reports out there from very reliable sources, including Jason Wilde, that the Packers offered him comparable
money. No, that's not the report.
The report is they were told. He was told.
The reporting is they were willing to give that money. If you look at the report, and again, this is what we have to do. This is what Aaron Rodgers has done.
Can we call Jason to get, because that to me is the same thing.
No.
Because that's a conversation.
Sure, but I'm going to tell you what Jason's going to tell you, because he has repeated himself multiple times. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, make sure you check it out. 7 to 9, 94.5 ESPN.
Do you guys have him on every day?
Three times a week. And he said that the Packers were very careful in their wording, that they didn't say they actually offered it. They just said they were willing to pay it.
Okay, but if they tell the agent, hey, we're willing to go here, and the agent's like, yeah, he's not coming back to Green Bay, then they're in a tough spot. Now, again, if I got to that point as the Packers, I say, bleep you, Devontae. You're playing on the franchise tag. You want to sit out? Go ahead and sit out. Because to your point, the window is now. That would have been my course of action. But where we are now, we're all just looking back and trying to play the results the best way that we possibly can. 800-990-3776. Mel from Lomira chimes in. Mel, welcome to the Scalzo and Brust program here, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. What do you got?
I got a couple of comments, and I'll wait to hear what you have to say after I give them. And one of them is, over Devontae's career and the games that he missed, I believe, were undefeated. And the games that Aaron Rodgers has missed is awful. And that dynamic duo seemed to be the only receiver he was looking for in that San Francisco game And I, you know, when you only score 10 points with those two guys playing in the NFC Championship game, I think it's time to move on. And we've got, what, 4 picks in the top 60. The receiving class is deep in this year's draft. And I go back to how long did it take Ja'Marr Chase to be a successful receiver?
Okay,
here's the problem.
Here's the problem with Ja'Marr Chase. Like, Ja'Marr Chase went to a place where
Thank you, Mel from Lomira.
But Ja'Marr Chase goes to a place where he already had chemistry with his quarterback. Like, Ja'Marr Chase was going to be a good receiver, but Ja'Marr Chase isn't good as good year one with Cincinnati unless he's playing with Joe Burrow.
Keith, you're criticizing a broken closet door on the Titanic when you're criticizing his point right there. Like, the Packers are a better offense with Devontae than without him. Like, we know that. I'm getting texts as well from people saying, I get it.
So what?
Support.
So Devontae's gone, so they're going to go undefeated now? Is that like the point I was trying to make?
Zach and German Sound says, you know, with Devontae gone, isn't Aaron going to be forced to look elsewhere? He just looked at Devontae. They're a better team with Devontae than without him. Like, we can all admit that.
I don't know.
All three of us can.
Here's the problem. I don't think we all can. Like, the three of us can, but I don't think that there are certainly Packer fans, and it's more than you're probably thinking, that aren't willing to admit that the Packers are better with Devontae.
Maybe. I guess, but I think if you were to ask that question straight up, are the Packers better with Devontae or without him in a vacuum? The answer is yes. Now, where I do think we're getting into a dangerous place, and this is, I think, where we're going back and forth in a circular motion, is like, we can make the reporting to be whatever we want right now. We don't know the story yet on Devontae. But without Devontae, I will still stand by the fact that it does not make sense to bring in a Tyreek Hill for this team in this spot. Somebody did text in, 414, says Tyler Lockett has to wait until June 1st because of dead money or some shenanigans. OBJ got cut midseason last year. No reason to panic about pass catchers. It's all about who's throwing the rock. I think that's extreme on one end, but it is largely true. The Packers still have a better chance to win a championship because Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback and than the Raiders, because ultimately the Raiders have Derek Carr is their quarterback, no matter how great their freaking pass catchers are. So we can overrate the wide receiver position because it's been done for 20 years and it is becoming increasingly more important, but it is still not to the level of importance that I believe many people believe that it is. I can't tell what Josh
are you talking about. You just said believe 7 times there.
Well, because Josh is literally talking in my ears. I'm trying to talk, Gabe. He's calling me names.
I understand. I want to refute so many things you said, but Josh is yelling me to go to break.
And that's why I was yelling in his ear, because I wanted to too.
You guys are fools. Yeah, you go ahead and play Madden in fantasy football. I'll tell the world about LabCorp. LabCorp Clinical Trials, LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. The game is won in the trenches. Just like LabCorp Clinical Trials helps you line your pockets, you get paid good money for helping to improve the health and lives of others. So get your head in the game. Participate in clinical research trials with LabCorp. Right now, you can find studies looking for healthy non-smoking men aged 18 to 55. Join for one clinic stay of 8 to 13 nights. Compensation up to $7,100 provided for time and participation. And some other studies available for healthy non-smoking men aged 18 to 55. Join for one stay of 5 to 14 nights. Compensation up to $8,400. It all starts with a visit to LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. That's LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. We'll continue to have this wide receiver conversation here on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Bruss.
And it, right. Carpenter, I'm never not going to go there.
No, go ahead.
They install carpets?
I'm very happy we went there.
Scalzo and Brust.
Just so we make this abundantly clear, you think a carpenter is a carpeter?
No, and no, I'm moving on from that as the right answer in my head.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
I don't want you.
all. You hear him every morning. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 7 to 9, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, wherever you catch your podcast. Good to have you on, Gabe. No, it's been a while. Your official cousin sub of the day here of the Scalzo and Brust family. I'm Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio on the ones and twos. I believe we got Alex Stroff out there to Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios downtown off the Capitol Square in Madison, talking about Devontae Adams in the wake of a Tyreek Hill trade that sends him from Kansas City to Miami for 5 picks, including a first and a second. He gets paid more, brings in a bigger haul than Devontae Adams. And
more per year. Contract itself is smaller.
More per year. I mean,
yes.
It's the con. I mean, it's more. Is it not?
I don't know.
Depends how you cut it.
I mean, if you look at the way that the Devontae contract is
Devontae
set up.
So Devontae has 5 for 141.
Yes.
And Tyreek got 4 for 120.
I mean, it's
more per year.
Yes. I guess we haven't seen the guarantees yet, right?
I have not seen the guarantees.
Are they in?
I have not, no.
I mean, that's really what it comes down
Correct.
To.
Correct, yeah.
So, we can split hairs there. I'm just trying to build this narrative, Gabe.
I understand.
Help me out.
I'm trying to torpedo the narrative.
But the narrative, look, he commanded more than Devontae, which surprised me slightly. But I also think people have a hard time figuring out just how Devontae is as good as he is, whereas Tyreek Hill, it's just this dude's super fast.
And what was interesting, I saw like the trade package that was put together by the Jets, which apparently the Chiefs were ready to accept, and it did not include a first-round pick. It was a bunch of second-round picks, but it did not include a first-round pick.
Have we learned exactly why the Chiefs parted with their best receiver?
No.
I've seen discussions of he wanted this extension, the money he got in Miami, and the Chiefs were unwilling to pay that amount.
Which is easier Smart. To do, by the way, if you're the Chiefs, because you have, you know, one of the best tight ends in football in Travis Kelce.
You have an Asian Travis Kelce, or as I like to say, a poor man's Bubby Tonyan. Gabe has a hard time knowing when I'm joking, doesn't he? I wonder sometimes that the Scalzo and Russ family does as well, but yes, they've got better weapons surrounding him right now. I would agree with that. I think the Packers defense is probably slightly better than the Chiefs is right now. I think the Packers offensive line is definitely better than the Chiefs is, right now. But ultimately, what can this Packers team do in order to get themselves back into Super Bowl contention? Because we agree on a lot in this situation. We just happen to matriculate towards the places that we disagree. We agree that the Packers should have never let Devontae Adams get to this point and let him go.
Confirmed.
We agree that the Packers would be better with Devontae Adams.
Yes.
Even with that albatross of a contract because the cap is a suggestion. We both believe that as currently constructed, this Packers team is not a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Yep.
Where we disagree is how they get to be a Super Bowl contender, or really if they can get to be a Super Bowl contender, right? Did I do a pretty good job?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's just frustrating because...
And we disagree on exactly what we think might have happened to get to that point.
Yes.
But that probably all has to do with both of us liking to win arguments more than anything else.
All of this is correct.
Yes.
And the frustrating part is, again, as a Packers fan, is the fact that they decided to use the... I mean, I guess they never used the terminology, but it seems that they go all in just based on the way that Aaron Rodgers' contract is structured, right? Where it's 3 years, we're all in, we got to figure out a way, and right now, as constructed, one of those 3 years is going to be spent building up a young receiving core. Presumably, if they take, I cannot imagine, and this is definitely something the Packers would do. Can you imagine, let's say because in the latest mock draft from Mel Kiper, at 22, he has them taking a guard.
Yeah, I love it. I love that pick.
I hate you.
No, I know you actually don't, all right?
So
we can move on. No, you don't.
You lose Lucas Patrick. You shore up the offensive line. Elton Jenkins comes back healthy. Bakhtiari comes back healthy. You got two great running backs. You have a really good foundation of Matt LaFleur offense. You still need to find some wide receivers.
All right, I'm just going to ignore you and keep going.
Okay.
So let's say they take an offensive lineman at 22,
yeah,
and then do something that the Packers have done before,
mm-hmm,
trade out of the first round at 28.
I barf.
And we are sitting there the Thursday night of the draft with the Packers still not taking a wide receiver.
Yeah, but I'm guessing that means that they probably got another pick in the top 80, right? So now all of a sudden you got four picks, you know, from 33 to 80.
I understand.
I agree with you. I'm being facetious.
I cannot imagine going into that Friday. Like, clearly they have to take a wide receiver at some point. The frustration, if they do not take a wide receiver on day one, especially if they don't do anything between now and then to even bolster what they have at wide receiver, is going to be incredibly frustrating. And the frustrating part is it seems that there is a lack of a plan at the wide receiver position as we sit here right now.
The tough part is, and we will get to that plan here shortly, or what we think those plans could potentially be, or even if there is a plan to get them to contention, the tough part is that the way to traditionally build a good, sustainable championship football team, those are the things that the Packers are doing and have done. The problem is that they don't need to be playing that game right now. They need to be playing a 2 to 3 year game. And I don't know if they know exactly how to, and that's why I think you have to get more creative than they have in the past. I do have to tell people how the offensive line protects your quarterback. They protect the wins, the success of your team, just like American Family Insurance protects you.
I really don't know how I feel about him jamming offensive line references into every live read, but...
Whether it's protecting your home, which I would say is your quarterback, whether it's protecting your running back, which I would say is your auto, right? AmFam is there for you. And guess what? When you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. But the best part about working with American Family Insurance is you get to work with a local AmFam agent, somebody you get to know, somebody you get to trust, somebody you build a relationship with. So when something inevitably goes wrong, right? You're a first-time homeowner, you're just getting ready to buy a home. Believe me, the unexpected is inevitable. The last thing you want or need is to fork out extra money for unwelcome surprises. So don't call that nameless, faceless 800 number and go online and send emails. Try to figure it out that way. No, you can have an agent in your community, somebody you could call and say, hey, here's what happened. What's the next step? What can I do? You can ask them questions throughout about your policy, umbrella insurance, life, and all these different things they offer to you. AmFam.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. We will get to what the plans could potentially be. How do you want the Packers to rebuild to get back into Super Bowl contention? 800-990-3776. Call us. We'll talk with you, the Scalzo and Russ family, next. That's Scalzo and Russ, presented by Bud Light.